To California now, where outrage is building after the utility PG&E cut power to hundreds of thousands of customers. It says to prevent wildfires during a week of strong winds, but many people are still in the dark, and they don't know yet when their power will come back on. Democratic State Senator Jerry Hill joins us now. He represents San Mateo and Santa Clara counties. Senator, what kind of burden have these outages put on people?
Well, I just saw an estimate that it's over $2 billion in fiscal loss, and the personal burden for people who can't go to work, restaurants and refrigerators, hospitals, places that rely on this power, dialysis centers are really struggling. So it's a personal impact to so many people and a business and professional impact to many people.
And we're hearing reaction from politicians around the state, including yourself, but also California Governor Gavin Newsom said this about the outages earlier this week.
No one is satisfied with this. No one is happy with this. This can't be the cause for normalcy going forward. This has to be resolved, and we have to get through the acuity of the fire season, which, remember, we're in the peak of.
And last night, you sent a letter to the California Public Utilities Commission. This is the agency that oversees PG&E, an unhappy letter calling for a review of public safety power shutoffs, which is what these are called. But Senator, can you explain who is responsible for making this decision? Because it sounds like PG&E is following rules that have been set out by the state, or at least has permission from the state to do it.
Well, they absolutely do have permission. The safety of these investor-owned utilities and the power that they distribute is up to them in terms of making that crucial decision of whether to power on or power off. And that's the challenge that we're faced with, is because PG&E and any utility would be very, you know, they want to be cautious. They don't want any more wildfires, especially PG&E, who is currently in bankruptcy because of the wildfires of the last 2 years. So they will make the decision unilaterally without any oversight or review. And that's why I sent the letter.
Do you think they've gone too far?
Well, I don't know. I can't make that decision. And that's why I think we need the regulator of this of these utilities to step in and monitor and not necessarily make the decisions, because the on the ground is the best place, but to oversee to make sure that they're not overreacting.
Isn't the bigger issue here, far beyond these outages, that a state the size of California is relying on outdated electrical grids that are known to start deadly fires that kill people? How do you fix that problem?
Well, and that is a major problem. I mean, we are the fifth largest economy in the world, and we're acting as a third world nation right now, and it's third world state. This utility for the past many years, 20, 30 years, has not invested. We have provided the funds and resources to them. They've not invested the money into the infrastructure. The fires, the major fires last year, destroyed 15,000 homes. An entire city was lost. That fire was caused by a 100-year-old transmission tower. So you can blame PG&E and the utility for this, but we also have to blame the regulator, the California Public Utilities Commission, for not doing their job over the years. And we are reforming those that agency now to make sure that it is responsive and providing that safe utility.
What do you make of the argument that no matter how inconvenient these outages are, and they are very inconvenient, that it is worth it if they save lives?
Well, it would be worth it, and if it's saving lives, but the problem is with this utility, the fact that it is owned by Wall Street hedge funds, that safety has never been a priority, and the bottom line has been the priority. And are they doing this to protect the exposure to liability, or are they doing it in the best interest of the community? That's what we don't know. That's what we need to find out as we move through this fire season.
Do you think people should be prepared that once the lights come back on this time, that it might just be a couple of days or a couple of weeks until it happens again, because we're in the height of fire season and this isn't getting any better?
Sadly, Peter, you're absolutely correct. And that is exactly what may happen. And that's why the Public Utilities Commission needs to take some aggressive action to monitor, to do a root cause analysis on what occurred during this last few days, because it is totally unacceptable. The communication has been wrought with challenges, and that's why people are so upset and frustrated by this de-energization.
Jerry Hill is a Democratic state senator that represents Silicon Valley in California. Senator, thanks so much for your time, and good luck out there.
Thank you very much. My pleasure, and we need the luck.